recent rehearsal, Rachel Filio set down her saxophone to belt out a solo while more than a dozen fellow alumni backed her up. Filio graduated from Rutland Town Elementary School in 2006 and says playing in the band room again is a kick.
It's like a flashback. It, like, makes me feel young again. It just brings back a part of me that I sometimes lose in daily life.
Over in the trombone section, 29-year-old Tracy Stubbins nods. She graduated from Rutland Town in 1999.
I've been playing music all along, but this is the first time I've come back for a bistro.
The annual Jazz Bistro is a fundraiser for the school's music department that was started 21 years ago by the late Rita Kokenauer, a longtime music teacher at the school. Stubbins says it was Kokenauer who first encouraged her to play an instrument.
She has impacted so many students throughout the years and many who are still playing music because of what she instilled in them.
People like Kristen Chapman and Dan Alcorn, self-described band geeks who graduated from Rutland Town School in the early 1990s.
We're like family, so being here is just like, it's like time hasn't gone by at all.
Does the teasing come right back?
Oh, yeah. Even more so now because we're not shy anymore.
Well, for me, I have two little girls now, so it's neat to have them be able to see something that I used to do, or I still do, I guess.
About 100 people usually attend the Jazz Bistro, which features performances by current students as well as the alumni band. Glendon Ingalls, who's taught music at Rutland Town for 11 years, says he's touched by how many come back and how much that inspires the students he's teaching now.
For our grand finale, we're going to do a special New Orleans arrangement that will feature them all together. So we'll have some interaction between probably the youngest, was what, maybe 10, and I won't say how old our oldest, but older than I am, and I've been teaching for 38 years. So.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.